Good morning, everybody. My name is Yosef Miller. Okay, just a few, I guess, housekeeping things. For right now, we're going to be doing it at the Gra. And I just have to get things organized, but there should be coffee and drinks. Just bathrooms and coffee over here. We'll figure that out. And so I'm going to be giving it most days at 9:30, 5 days a week. But I travel for a week to America, so there'll be like a week and a half or so where Rav David Gilbein is going to take over when I'm here, and there's also going to be recordings, and he also is going to give it at night twice a week, and 1 hour and 1 hour. So for now it's Sunday and Wednesday. We'll see how everything pans out. 9 o'clock at night. And if anyone misses a day, my recommendation is always just continue the same day as everybody else and catch up whenever you can. The truth is, if you do it on your own, you can do the whole week in 1 hour because you can put me on two speed or you can read it yourself. And so that's if you need to catch up. But it's also, I have a schedule where we did it for 5 days a week. So you have two extra days for Chazara or for catching up. Just as far as everyone's asking me which book to use. So for Ora Chaim, my personal opinion, probably the Mishneh Berurah is the easiest and the best. We're only reading the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah inside. We're not reading the Mishneh Berurah inside. We'll be learning parts from here and there. But it's an easy book to carry, and you can always look at the bottom. And but you're welcome to bring any version of the Shulchan Aruch you want. Whatever. I have to get a stand. Just a couple other copies. If you're interested in buying, they do sell a few different versions out there of only the Shulchan Aruch. So you only have Shulchan Aruch Ramah. You don't have anything else. So everything's in one book. This is Ora Chaim, though. There's a much bigger one that has all four, but I would pick, if you're going to go that route, I would pick four volumes, one for Ora Chaim and one for each chelik. There's another one that's pocket size, and that has half of it is Shulchan Aruch, half of it is the Be'er Heitev. So that's another option. And or you can also bring a full-size Shulchan Aruch. For Ora Chaim, you have Mishneh Berurah. Obviously, for the next three, you don't. So the next three chalakim. So then you need to have something else besides the Mishneh Berurah. Whenever you want, we've got schedules or calendar just to get an idea, and you can check off what you did or didn't do. Let's see what else is important to be discussed as we go along. What I would like to do, if everyone's interested, maybe once a month, we'll have a Be'iyun Shir in the evening with some music or cholent or drinks or food or something, and then maybe once in the evening. So that's an idea. I know people are interested in Siyumim, so that's also, we're going to cover a lot of topics real quick. So you can have a Siyum every couple of weeks, so we can try and make it every 3 months or whatever. People are welcome to have their say. I am also going to, I wrote a short introduction, but I don't want to waste the whole day today to give it. So I'm going to record it and put it up on the website or the podcast or WhatsApp. It's important if you believe I made any mistakes or I didn't explain something, feel free to stop me. But the random questions, because every topic you can run into 1,000 questions everyone has on their own, try and save those for the end, otherwise it'll be hard to move along.
So what you can say, put the shirim onto WhatsApp on your
WhatsApp. That's the plan. Hopefully I can keep up.
You've got all the phone numbers.
What?
You've got all the phone numbers.
We just need it.
Just give me, text me your WhatsApp phone number and then I can add you.
So that's only going to be WhatsApp?
I don't have an easy, personally, I don't have an easy way to send it out on email.
Yeah, right.
But if you have email, you probably have access to the internet. And if you have access to the internet, it's on the internet. I'll explain to you after if you don't understand. It's on a website, on a podcast. On a, 1-310 +1-310. Depending if you're right, if you're American or Chutzlaretz, I mean, whatever, in Israel. +1-310-849-0616. You can also email me, but the easiest way is to WhatsApp me if you want to get onto WhatsApp. 0616.
Can you please adjust the camera? We see the ceiling lights.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. Yeah, let's see. Let me get something appropriate to hold that up with. It was supposed to be with a computer. Huh. Does that work well enough for you for today? I'll try and get something better. It's going to be flatter. Okay. No, I think that's good enough.
No, that gives us coffee.
Right. Okay. And last popular question is, what does it cost? Tuition. There's no cost, no tuition, but there are expenses. So if anyone wants to figure out, make any kind of donations or sponsors for the day, it doesn't have to be a lot, but just little things add up. Also, magid shir, food, I have to pay rent for the place. So there are, let's see, what else? Okay, I think we're ready to start. Any quick questions? Okay. The pace will probably be about 15, 20 se'ifim a day. Today it's about 4 Mishnah Berurah pages. Okay, so let's start. Aleph. Okay. Okay, Aleph is Din Hashkamat HaBoker, waking up in the morning. So Aleph is Itkaber Kari La'amod BaBoker. The person should wake up like a lion, get up in the morning to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you should wake up the morning, not that the morning should wake you up. Hagah, this is the Ramah. And the Ramah says, but certainly one should not daven later than everybody else davens. Right? Even if you're davening at home, you should try and keep to the same times and not later. Hagah. Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, Sukkim Tehillim, that this is a klal gadol b'Torah, that always keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you. Sorry. Always keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you. Some even, based on the Arizal, has the name Yudke Vavke in front of your eyes. You imagine it, and that every moment, whenever you're walking, you're sitting, you're always thinking of Hashem's name. This is a huge principle. Uhamala tatzadikim ashahochim lifnei ha'alukim. Ki en yeshiva ta'adam utnuata v'asaka v'hu levado b'veito. Ki yeshivato utnuata v'asaka v'hu lifnei melech gadol. So this is a quote, a straight quote from the Mor Nevuchim, from the Rambam. The Ramah quotes, this is in the end of the third chelik, and it's almost a quote verbatim, and he says that when a person is sitting down on his own, he doesn't behave the same way as when he sits in front of a great king. And v'hulo diburo v'arhavat piv kirtzono, v'hu iman shebeito krovav k'diburo b'moshav ha'melach. In the same way, he speaks and acts, even with his own family or friends, is not the same way he speaks in front of a melech. Kol shekin, kishyasim adam elibo shehamelech hagadol hakadosh baruch hu, asher melech ol haaretz kavodo, omer alav, v'ra'e b'ma'asav. Certainly a person should always think that there is the greatest of all kings who fills the entire world, is standing over him and watching everything he does. Kamo shenemar, im yisater ish b'misterim, v'ani lo ar'enu ne'um Hashem. Yad yagia ilav v'yira. So certainly a person will come to have fear of Hashem, v'achna, v'pachad Hashem itbarach, u'boshto b'menu tamid, and will always be afraid of him. V'lo yitbayesh v'pnei b'nei adam, and a person should not be embarrassed from other people, hamal igim ala b'avodat Hashem itbarach, if people are laughing at him, or discouraging him from doing mitzvot, or from serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should not give in to that peer pressure. Gam behatznei alechet ubeshochvo al mishkavo yida lifnei mihu shochev. And a person should always be tsanua, even when he's lying on his bed. Umiyad she'or mishnato yakum bizrizut la'avodat baro yitbarach vit'ale. And certainly when he wakes up in the morning, he should get up quickly and to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Just to stay over real quick. Just a couple of quick things is the person has to remember that he was created, right? When he wakes up in the morning, to realize that you're created in order to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. From the Mishnah Berurah, he also quotes from the Shlah that it's a nice inyan to always connect the morning and night with Divrei Torah, so or Tefillah. So therefore, sunrise and sunset, or perhaps Tzeis and Amud HaShachar. Okay. I'll just point out that the Bir Halacha points out six mitzvot to midiot that a person should always have in mind that are constant, basically revolving around emuna and shiviti. I'll just point out that shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, even though it's a pasuk in Tehillim, it's certainly a mitzvah d'oraita, probably under Anochi Hashem, perhaps other mitzvot. Right? I mean, that's the whole spirit of the Torah is shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. The Rambam, and also in Mor Nevuchim, this is in Mem Hei, in Chela Gimel, he points out that all the mitzvot are, it's in the Mor Nevuchim, it's either in Nun Gimel or Mem Hei. He points out that he branches all the Torah is divided into two pillars. One is the Hashkafa of the Torah, and one is the mitzvot. And he points out that the Hashkafa and the spirit of the law is connected Ahavat Hashem, and doing the mitzvot is connected Yirat Hashem, and that's really what it's all about. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah points out that sometimes it's actually good to do mitzvot in front of other people, because when you do that, you're encouraging them to also to follow you and also to do mitzvot. So there's a balance between being sanua and doing it in front of other people, but obviously you should have the right intentions and not do it to be a show off. Okay, bet. Seif bet. Hamashkim litchanen lifnei boro. A person who gets up early in the morning, yichaven l'sha'ot shemishtanot ha'mishmarot. A person should get up early in the morning. This is really still at nighttime, and have in mind to daven at specific times when certain things change in the heavenly spheres. Shehen b'shlish halayla u'lesof shnei shlish halayla v'sof halayla. In other words, you divide up the night into three equal parts. If it be 12 hours a night, then you would divide it into 4 hours, 4 hours, and 4 hours. After the first 4 hour period, that's the end of the first third. Then the next third would be after the eighth hour, and the next third would be after the 12th, would be, so that's the question, would be alota shachar, or if it would be sunrise. But it would be at the end. She'atfile she'itpalo be'otan ha'sha'ot ala churban v'ala galut ritsuya. Because it's ideal for a person to daven, in particular for the churban and for galut, at those particular times. And just to point out, this is from a famous Gemara that most of us have learned in the very beginning of Brachos. Happens to be a machloket there. If the night is divided into three or four mishmarot. So the Shulchan Aruch went with three. Alpi Kabbalah and Arizal, there's a very big inyan of having Tikkun Chatzot, which probably fits better with the having it divided into four periods. But this way you get Chatzot right in the middle. So according to the Mekubalim, the best time is Chatzot HaLayla, right in the middle of the night. It's not about, well, it's about the Churban and Galut Ritzia, so it's similar. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out, but when a person learns in Davins, he should do it B'Simcha. Okay, Gimel. Ra'ui l'kol yirei shamayim shehe meitzer v'doeg al churban beit hamikdash. That really yirei shamayim should really be concerned and worried about the churban beit hamikdash, that it gets rebuilt. Dalet. Tov me'at tachanunim mechavana mehabot belo kavana. A huge topic, huge yesod, that a person, it's much better to daven a little bit with kavana than a lot without kavana. So if you only have a little bit of time, it's better to concentrate on what you're saying a little slower than trying to rush and say as much as you can. And that's in general in life. It's for learning, it's for everything that we do. That quality in general is definitely better than quantity. Okay. Hey. Tov lomar parshat ha'akeda, parshat haman, ve'aseret ha'dibro, to parshat ola, u'mincha, u'shlamim, v'chatat, v'asham. So he points out that it's very good for a person every morning to say karbanos, which include a little bit, we call it karbanos, but includes a little bit more. When we say karbanos in the morning, it starts out with Akedas Yitzchak, and then he also says it's good to say Parshat Haman. Some of us have that in particular at the end of Shacharis. He says it's good to say Aseret Tedibrot, and then here's the actual Karbanos about an Ola, Mincha, Shlamim, Chatas, and Nashim. I don't know if I've seen that in the Siddur. Maybe some have. So some Siddurim would have it. Okay. Right. And it's important when you say Parshas HaKedah that a person should remember to get Zchus Avos and should also and to be willing to be Moser his own Nefesh. The more that we connect with what we say, then obviously it makes it that much more powerful and helpful. Just to read it and not know what you're saying or care about it, obviously is not what we're looking to accomplish. And when you say Parshat Haman, the point is to have emuna that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll take care of you one way or another, and that parnasa is primarily from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not how much effort you put into it. Obviously, we have to do some ishtadlut, there's no question, but not to go overboard. Whatever that is. Aseret HaDibrot is to remember Ma'amad Har Sinai, and Parshas Karbanos is also important because one who learns them and says them is as if someone actually brought it up themselves. Obviously, if you want to bring it up and you try to bring it up and you had Kavana to bring it up, but you just can't, you're an onus. So by saying it, it's as if you actually brought it. Okay. Do we do the Rama? Okay, let's read the Rama. Haga. So we're still in Hay. V'davka biyachid. Mutar lomar aseret hadibrot b'kol yom. So aseret hadibrot, only a yachid can say it, not a tzibur. Well, asur, le'omram, but tzibur. Because if you start reading aseret hadibrot publicly out loud, then somebody might think that, oh, only this is written in the Torah, or only this is important. That's why some people don't stand when they say Aseret HaDibrot. Generally, the Ashkenazim do and the Sephardim don't. When you read it in Shul in the morning, when it comes up in the Parsha twice a year, so then that's the general custom, is not to, because we don't want people to think that this is the only thing that's Minat Torah, or the only thing that's important. So in general, so we don't read it in public outside of those, when it comes up during the Parsha, or those. And on Shulis, Shkoyach. Okay, very good. Just a side thing, an Avel does say Karbanos in the morning, even though he doesn't learn, because Karbanos is considered part of Tefillah. Same thing, we say it on Tisha B'Av. Okay. An Avel is sitting Sheva. Well, always, it doesn't. An Avel can always say Karbanos. Exactly. Zayin. Vav. Parshios ha-korbanos lo-yomar elo bayom. Korbanos are only brought during the day, so the time to say them is during the day. Zayin. Kesheyasayem parsha te'ola yomar, it's good to say this tefillah. Yehi ratzon milfanecha sheyeh zeh chashuv v'mekubal ki'ilu hikravti ola. So that you say in a tefillah that it should be as if you actually brought it. V'kach yomar achar parsha samincha v'eshlamim. Same thing for the other korbanos. Yipnei shehem ba'im nedava. And because you have, because you can bring them as an adava whenever you want to. Okay. When you read Chatat, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't say that unless you think you did an avera that deserves it, because you don't have to bring the Chatat. Okay. Chet. Yomar ima korbanot pasuk v'shachatato yerach mizbeach tzafona lifnei Hashem. So there's a school that you should also say this pasuk at the end of saying the korbanos, because it also reminds the Kodesh Baruch Hu of Akedas Yitzchak. Tet, yesh nuhagim lomar parshat ha-kiyor, v'achar kach parshat trumat ha-deshen, v'achar kach parshat ha-tamid, v'achar kach parshat mizbeach miktar ketoret, parshat samenei ha-ketoret v'asiyato. Also then one should say the parsha about kiyor, trumat ha-deshen, about the tamid. The tamid is the korban that we say every day. It's what we just read today on Rosh Chodesh. That portion talks about has the tamid included. V'yachar kach parshas mizbeach miktar ketoret, and then also the whole part about the 11 spices pitol maketoret. And for someone who can't say all korbanos, I strongly recommend to at least say what you can. At least say some of it. Maybe at least the tamid and pitol maketoret. Doesn't have to be an all or none. Okay, we are ready for, Okay, point well taken. The Mishnah Berurah says that an Avel does not say Parshat Korbanot. So it is definitely a machloka. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm going to double check. But it's definitely a machloket. And in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes by Tisha B'Av to say korbanos. I can double check what the Mishnah Berurah says over there. But I know some say it should be the same. So that's why it's the same here. But okay, good question. Good point.
But when you're saying other, you're talking about somebody who's
Sitting Shiva. The only person who wouldn't is because an Avil only during Shiva is Asr to learn Tara. So that's the only issue. Yeah, but that wouldn't even be a question. It wouldn't be because he's supposed to learn Tara. So there's no. Okay. Thank you very much. That's important. You can remind me at the end of the Shir to look that up. Or you can let us know tomorrow what you find out. Okay, Beis. Siman Beis. Aleph. Lo yobash chaluko meyushav elika chaluko v'yachnis po uzraotav be'odenu shochev v'nimtza kishiyakum shehu mechuse. Okay, so a person, when he gets up in the morning, this is talking about in those days when people slept without any clothing on, they just recovered up with the sheet. So then, what we don't want you to do is to get out of bed and you're standing there completely naked. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you should start getting dressed while you're under your covers. And this way, when you sit up, you'll be clothed. Okay. And again, Mishnah Berurah points out, this is similar to what we read in the first Siman, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere and we're supposed to behave with tzniut. Okay, and then he points out, obviously, in a Beit Merchatz, in certain places, you have to be tzanua when you can, but it's a place where one gets naked, and that's normal, and that's fine. And also, he points out that when you're going to a nahar, to go to the mikveh, so it depends when you're going up, when you're going down, as far as being covered. So when you're getting close, you keep your clothing on. When you get there, then obviously you take off your clothing, even though you're going to go in completely unclothed, and you don't cover your you don't cover yourself when you go down, even your private spots. because then it even looks like you're embarrassed of your mila. And but when you get out, then it's okay to cover. That's okay. This halakha will come up later. Okay. Bet. I think we're ready. Bet. Ayomar hinini b'chadrei chadarim mira'eni. A person should not say when he's in his own private room, "Who am I?" I mean, who sees me? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu melo kol ha'aretz kavodo. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, it fills the whole world and sees us wherever we are. Okay. So we basically covered this in the first siman. Basic yesod in emuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching us wherever we are. Gimel. Yedaktik b'chaluko l'lov shel kedarko. A person has should put on his clothing the proper way. Shelo yafoch ha'pnim milachutz. It should not be inside out. That's important. Okay, this is more of a Kabbalistic thing. And okay, well, as far as that's as far as getting dressed, but it's important to look normal, not to have stains on you, not to look disheveled, and so therefore you shouldn't walk around also with clothing that's inside out. Dalit. Yino minal yamin techila v'lo yikshirenu v'yachar kach yino shel samo v'yikshirenu v'yachzor v'yikshor shel yamin. So when a person puts on a shoe that has laces, you first put on your right shoe, then you put on your left shoe, then you tie your left, and then you tie the right. And the Rama says, uvamin alim shelanu she'en lehem kshira, but if you have shoes that don't have laces, so just yinal shel yamin tchila, just put on your right shoe first. The main thing is put on your right shoe first, and then you worry about tying, and then the tying left is first. So the concept of it's a popular concept in Chazal that the right represents chesed, and so we give more respect to the chesed. And I don't think the shoes really care so much. I think it's more for us to learn. A little muster for ourselves, using our clothing to teach us priorities and respect how to behave. So that's that idea. Okay. And why is it important to tie the left first? So that just has to do that the Torah we see gives a certain type of chashivut for tying to the left side, and we see that by tefillin. Okay. 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 Hey. Good. Hey. Kesha choletz min alav choletz shel samol techila. And then when you take off your shoes, you take off your small first. And that's also giving more respect to the right that you take off the left first.
Untie left and take off left.
Yes, I believe so. Okay, so I would untie and take off the left first. Vav. Okay. Asur lelech bekoma zukufa. A person should not walk with a too straight. That's how I would explain it. Too upright. A person should not walk in a way that looks like he is a little bit haughty. Good posture is good. Normal posture is good, even though my posture is not great. But people with a good normal posture, I think, is good and healthy. But I learned that that's not what the Shulchan Aruch or the Gemara is talking about. It's when it's overextended or you just walk in a way and that you just look like you're a little bit too proud. V'lo yelech. Arba amot begiloy harosh, and a person should not walk dalet amos without a kippah or a head covering of some sort. Ve'yivdok nikavav, and a person should always check himself if he has to relieve himself. Hagav yechase kol gufo v'lo yilech yachif v'yagir latzmo lipanot boker v'erev shuzrizut nikiyut. A person should cover his whole body. Should be tzanua. He shouldn't go barefoot. Barefoot outside can either be because of tzniut, and that really depends on the times and the community and where you are. And a person should, or it could be just to protect your feet. And then a person should always check himself to relieve himself morning and evening. Okay,
barefoot issue only outside, inside your own home.
Good question. I think people do walk around barefoot in their homes. I don't believe it's the minhag that it's a problem.
But I've
heard of that by socks. I've never heard about that by feet, and I don't know if there's anything real or important. Not familiar.
Because of danger when they're walking outside, rocks.
Yeah, so that's for sure. You don't want to make yourself anything dangerous. That's for sure. So that's okay. What?
We're out of time.
I see that. So you can go if you need to. I know we started a few minutes late, and the question is, I can catch up tomorrow, or I will. What does everybody want? Catch up tomorrow? 15 to 20, and I can do it a little faster. I gotta learn the speed also. I can probably speak a little faster. If I need to, I'll say a bit less.
Let's try to keep to the schedule.
Okay, so fine. So we'll stop today. Does anyone want to stop today? And then we'll...
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. Go ahead.